This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Some of the Colombian nationals detained by the Haitian National Police in connection with the assassination of President Jovenel Moise took part in U.S. military training and education, according to a statement confirmed by the Pentagon to VOA via email. According to the Pentagon, the U.S. Department of Defense, the U.S. Defense Department, that is, trains thousands of military people from South America, Central America, and the Caribbean each year. Haitian National Police Chief Leon Charles said police have arrested 18 Colombians in connection with the assassination. President Joe Biden said Thursday that he was not open to U.S. military involvement in the country, but that he would send troops to fortify the U.S. embassy in Haiti. Moise was shot and killed in a pre-dawn hours on July 7 at his home just outside Port-au-Prince. His wife was injured in the attack and is recovering from surgery at a Miami, Florida hospital. The interim Prime Minister, Claude Joseph, told reporters he had spoken to the First Lady and she is doing well. The death toll continues to climb, and dozens are reported missing as severe flooding in Germany and Belgium turned streams and streets into raging torrents that swept away cars, caused houses to collapse. Recent storms across Western Europe made rivers and reservoirs burst their banks, triggering flash flooding. Speaking at a news conference at the White House after meeting with President Joe Biden, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said, "My empathy and my heart goes to all of those who are in this catastrophe, have lost loved ones, and who are still worrying about the fate of people still missing." Death toll is expected to rise as dozens of people are reported missing. Via remote, this is...